Love Life.
Love BBC Radio Devon.
Now, one of the West Country's best-known traditions is going to be taking place across the county this weekend. The ancient ritual involves toast, cider and a lot of noise, designed to wake up the cider trees, scare away evil spirits and guarantee a good apple harvest in the autumn. It's called wassailing, and wassailing ceremonies take place all over the county, and they are a lot of fun. The children at Branscombe School in East Devon have even composed a special wassailing song to sing tonight, as head teacher Katie Gray has been telling John Govier.
As a school, we think we're really lucky because we've been involved with this with the National Trust, and we were invited to join in, and we've had loads of opportunities because of it. So the children are going to be working with the village in the wassailing event, and they've had a great part because they've been able to compose a song with Folk South West. A wassailing song for Branscombe, which we hope will be used for years and years to come. And we've also been involved in doing some batik work, some artwork that's going to be hung up around the village as well, batik work with apples. And so the wassailing is to bring good health to the apple trees in Branscombe and to scare away the evil spirits to ensure we have a good apple crop in the autumn.
How much training of the word wassailing have you had to do with the children? Did they know what it was originally?
No, they didn't know what it was, and neither did I. So the National Trust have been able to come in and explain that, and also Eddie and Philippa from Folk South West gave the children a really good history about it.
So for the benefit of any listeners who don't know what wassailing is, here's a chance for a quick history lesson.
Okay. It's a tradition in the cider-producing counties of the west of England to bring health to the apple trees, to scare away evil spirits and to ensure a good harvest of apples in the autumn and a good cider crop, really. And we do lots of things. There's a song that's sung, which is what the children have written, and they put toast in the boughs of the apple trees and pour cider on the roots as a gift to the tree spirits, and then they shout and chant and bang drums and bang pans and everything to scare away the evil spirits.
There are lots of wassailing activities going on over this weekend at Buckland Abbey near Yelverton, Socktram House near Plymouth, Ockham Farm near Paignton, all sorts of things going on, and it is quite typical of the West Country and, as you say, the cider making communities. Do you think it's important to teach children these traditions in this day and age?
Yes, I do. I think they've really got to have a sense of the community they're in, and certainly in a small village school like ours, we try to ensure that they have a good idea of the history of Branscombe that's been in the past, really.
You're going to introduce us to one of the children, aren't you?
I can do, yes.
Who are we going to speak to?
We're going to speak to Jessica.
So Jessica, hello, and what's going to happen for you? You've been learning a song, I believe.
Yeah.
What's the song about?
It's about apples and the birds and how we pour cider on the roots of the trees.
And what are you looking forward to on Saturday night then?
I'm looking forward to making all the lanterns and making all the noise.
Did it take you very long to learn the song?
No.
And do you think it's quite a good song?
Yes.
Do you have some friends there that could sing it for us?
Yeah.
Oh, excellent. You go and get your friends then, and perhaps we'll hear a little bit of your wassailing song, shall we?
Yeah.
Lovely. Children of Branscombe School in East Devon will be making lanterns at the village hall from midday until 4 p.m. today at £3, including all materials, if you'd like to join them. And then they'll be taking part in the wassailing ceremony from 6 o'clock tonight. It's 6:46 now.
News, travel and weather every 15 minutes.
This is